Utah Governor Gary Herbert faced off with Republican challenger Jonathan Johnson in a debate Monday leading up to the state GOP convention later this month. KUER's Terry Gilday reports.
Governor Herbert and Overstock.com board chairman Jonathan Johnson met at the Little America Hotel in downtown Salt Lake City. The discussion was broadcast on The Doug Wright Show on KSL News Radio. The conservatives deliberated education, health care, and air quality, but they had the biggest disagreement over how to fight the federal government's control of public lands in the state. Johnson said the solution should be sought in court.
It's time that the state brings a lawsuit to transfer the land back to the state, just like was done in Illinois, Nebraska, Florida, and other states with the same type of statehood act that we have done. I'm ready to bring that suit quickly when I'm the governor.
Governor Herbert called for a more measured approach. He said state officials should depend on legislation being proposed in Congress by Utah Republican Rob Bishop in order to gain state control of federal land.
Congressman Bishop believes we've got the votes. We need to let that play out. We do have 26 lawsuits going on right now. We're negotiating, we're trying to legislate, and we're also suing. But it would be counterproductive and probably reckless if we filed a lawsuit to try to take these lands over now before we let the legislating process go forward.
At one point in the debate, Johnson challenged Herbert to sign a pledge not to raise taxes in the next 4 years. Herbert refused and called such a pledge foolish. Both men will go before delegates at the state GOP convention later this month. Johnson would need to get more than 40% of delegate votes to force the incumbent governor into a primary. Terry Gilday, KUER News.